brought to you by Burr and Foreman, broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Results Matter Radio, where we bring you pertinent business information and offer real-life solutions to help drive desired results for you, whatever your business may be. Now, here are your hosts, Elizabeth Gordon and Lee Cantor.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for tuning in to Results Matter. We've got a great show planned for you discussing Atlanta Corporate In-House Counsel winners and finalists. I've got three wonderful guests to introduce you this morning. First off, Virginia Wadsworth, who is Vice President and General Counsel and Corporate Secretary of the Automobile Protection Corporation and the immediate past president of the Association of Corporate Counsel. Virginia, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Elizabeth. Thank you for having me.
We're pleased to have other winners and finalists here in the studio with us, including Tim Phillips, Interim Chief Counsel of the American Cancer Society and winner of the Community Champion Award. Tim, welcome.
Good morning. Thank
you,
Elizabeth.
We're glad you could be here.
Thank you.
And David Quillian, Vice President and General Counsel of Prime Revenue, Inc., a very interesting company that we're going to learn more about today, and a finalist for the Outstanding General Counsel Award. David.
Thank you very much for having me here.
So, Virginia, let's start with you. Why don't you give us some background on the ACC Georgia?
The ACC Georgia chapter is part of the Association of Corporate Counsel. The Association of Corporate Counsel was started with about 3,000 members in 1982, and this year we are, as an organization, embarking upon our 30th anniversary. The ACC Georgia chapter has about 800 members that consist of attorneys who work for corporations and organizations, such as Tim works for the American Cancer Society. And we're an organization whose mission is to help educate our members, to provide networking opportunities, to provide opportunities for community service, and provide opportunities to better educate our members, to help them do their jobs as best as they can for corporations that they work for here in Georgia.
So your members are in-house counsel for various corporations here in Georgia.
Yes.
Working within their own company, this gives them a way to network and meet with people that are doing other types of work and continue to expand their horizons.
Absolutely. It gives you a forum to talk with. ACC is the only a bar association for in-house members. It's a global bar association with 30,000 members nationwide as well as globally. And it gives you an opportunity to talk with other people who work in-house and to discuss with them the different challenges that in-house lawyers face in confronting and doing their jobs and working with their business teams and getting ideas and fueling off one another of how to do things better and how to help each other.
Now, as the immediate past president, you obviously are very in tune with the strategic vision of the association and what the members' needs are. What are some of the things that are on at the forefront of what the Association of Corporate Counsel is looking at now in terms of providing value to its members?
Well, we are looking at advocacy issues as they relate to various legal issues that confront in-house counsel. There's been a lot of advocacy work by the ACC done on multi-practice jurisdictional issues in terms of whether an in-house counsel who is licensed in one state can, and maybe not licensed in the state where their corporation is located, trying to give admission privileges, if you will, for that lawyer to practice in-house for a corporation in that particular state, even though they're not licensed by the bar there.
Ah.
And there are also advocacy issues with respect to opinions and legal opinions that have come down involving attorney-client privilege. And the ACC has been very involved in various states on the issue of attorney-client privilege and trying to preserve it as it relates to communications between in-house counsel and their clients. ACC is also very, very big and includes in their strategic plan pro bono services has been moved up as an issue that's very important for ACC, and the ACC is trying to help its members serve communities and provide pro bono services to various organizations through in-house counsel.
Now, this is the 30th anniversary of the association.
Yes, it is.
That's quite a milestone.
It is.
What have you guys got planned?
Well, the annual meeting of ACC is held every fall, and this year the annual meeting is 100% geared toward the 30th anniversary of the ACC. There'll be a year-long event, if you will, of celebrations by various chapters around in the United States and also globally. And so there will be big celebrations at the annual meeting this year throughout the entire year through the end of June. And it will culminate with a large dinner in Washington, D.C., where the ACC corporate offices are located. So it's quite a milestone for 30,000 people globally, in-house lawyers. And we intend to begin to celebrate starting on September 30th, when the annual meeting begins in Orlando, Florida.
Nice. Well, I want to hear more about that. Let's bring our other panelists into the discussion here. Tim, you are with the American Cancer Society, Interim Chief Counsel, and you guys also are kind of in a milestone year time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are. As a matter of fact, next year, the American Cancer Society, your American Cancer Society, will turn 100 years old. We're celebrating our 100th birthday.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we're quite excited about it. And we certainly have cause to celebrate. The American Cancer Society continues to do a number of things to improve the lives of those not only who are suffering from the dreadful disease, but those who are impacted, whether they be family or friends. And so we are dedicated, renewed in our mission to save lives. And we will celebrate the milestones that we've reached, that mortality and incidence of cancer are on the decrease in this country, that we are now able to celebrate 46 Nobel laureates who were funded by the American Cancer Society's research program.
Wow.
Yes, and that we continue every day to fight this disease. So we'll celebrate, but we're going to take store. We know that the fight continues. There are many people today who are facing a diagnosis who lack the means, who need support services. And so we're going to rededicate ourselves anew to this mission and ensure that we continue to save more lives and create more birthdays.
Right. There's still a lot of fighting left to do. And I want to know more about your role at the American Cancer Society. Now, you're a former naval officer.
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about your background and your career path and how you ended up in this role.
Well, I did not start out thinking I was going to be in-house counsel at the American Cancer Society. I think that's safe to say.
That's allowed.
That's safe to say.
None of us really predict that far in the future.
But I did have a career as a naval officer. I was fortunate in that I was able to serve with the Naval Special Warfare community. And In that regard, I learned so much about myself and about the way that you can leverage the talents that you're given in this life. And, you know, to serve others has really been, I think, a part of my DNA. It was certainly crystallized there, and I was able to then venture forth, exit the active service in terms of the Department of Defense, and I entered into law school, where I learned about a different form of service. And I continue to do that in my current role. I tell my business partners, because we are a corporation, that I'm really more of a mission partner, because that's what we're about. We are trying to accomplish a mission, and to the extent I can bring my skill set and my talent base to bear, then I do so.
Nice. Now, what's a typical day like for you at the American Cancer Society?
Now, I know my colleagues here sitting on either side of me are going they're going to chime in, and I hope agree with me that I don't know. It depends on what is going to come through that door. There was someone told me an expression one time. It said, you know, what do you do when they're an in-house attorney? He said, well, I'm a door lawyer. I said, well, what's a door lawyer? If it comes in the door, I deal with it. And that's kind of the way, a general practitioner, particularly one who's in the role of chief counsel, you must have an attitude that you're prepared to deal with things. Now, but, you know, the things that we come across are much like those that any other corporate lawyer would come across. We are a large corporation. We have a nationwide footprint, global, in fact. And so the matters that come across my desk are, in a lot of ways, very similar to those I have to help advise my management on issues that relate to employment. We have to protect and leverage the brand that we've built over this 100 years. That's a very important activity. In fact, you could say that it's our most valuable asset is our reputation. That people come to us because of who we are and what we represent.
Right, and 100 years of doing it.
That's
doing
right.
It well.
So we are very solicitous of that, but by the same token, we must make the best use of it as we can to advance our mission.
Now, what advice would you offer to law school grads who want to get more involved in this type of work?
What I would say to them is serve. Get out there and use the talents that you have to serve, and do so in a way that will advance your vocation and your advocation. And what I mean by that is if someone is out there, whether they're in law school right now, they've just graduated, or maybe they're at an early stage in their career, and they want to continue to advance and build on their talent set, one great way to do that, and the ACC is a very good venue for it, is to find opportunities to serve as a lawyer and provide benefits to others who might not be able to afford an attorney. But what they're doing there is they're going to not only help someone, but they're actually going to increase their skill set. And that's very valuable.
Right. And there's plenty of those opportunities
Absolutely.
Out there when you're looking for them.
Absolutely.
Now, Virginia.
I would like to. That's a great point, Tim. And I'd like to also add that the ACC Georgia chapter, we established a summer law internship program in 2005, and it's an annual summer law internship program that is awarded to students who are finishing their first year of law school, and it's specifically designed to give first-year students an opportunity to work in-house and to expose law students to working in-house so that when they consider their career opportunities, we'd like them to consider working in-house along with, you know, private practice and working in other organizations or nonprofit organizations. And so we've tried to provide the opportunity for in-house, for first-year law students to work with law departments of our member companies within Georgia, number of companies that a myriad of companies, if you will, they work for a 10-week period and form relationships also and networking relationships with the lawyers that they work with in the various legal departments that, you know, that are formed that summer but also continue after the internship program.
Excellent. So you can get a great sense of what that is like.
Exactly.
Now, David, let's talk about Prime Revenue, a supply chain finance company. Tell me more about what that means.
Sure. That's a title that's not necessarily as descriptive as it could be about what exactly we do. But Prime Revenue was founded in 2004 and was the first company to invent a web-enabled application that allowed large corporations to interact with both their suppliers and financial institutions in providing financing to their supply chains. And the way in which that is done is that the large corporations upload to our platform their approved accounts payable, so that when their suppliers invoice them and they've approved the invoices, they place that information out on our platform so that their suppliers can then log into the platform and see what they're entitled to be paid and when they are going to be paid. And then if the suppliers desire to finance those payments, they can offer them up to our financial institution partners in order to discount them for early payment. And those early payments are discounted based on the credit rating of the large corporate customers that are placing those accounts payable out on our platform, as opposed to the credit rating of their suppliers, which is generally either much lower than the credit rating of their customers or may even be non-existent.
So what are the challenges that major supply chains are facing these days, and how is Prime Revenue addressing those particular challenges?
Well, as the Great Recession sort of continues, and in the aftermath of the credit crunch, large corporate supply chains are facing a great deal of financial stress. As most individuals are aware and as many corporations are aware, financing is still very difficult to come by in the current environment. And something that our platform offers is the opportunity for relatively small corporations that are suppliers to large corporations and who may otherwise have a difficult time obtaining bank financing to leverage the credit rating of their large corporate customers in order to obtain financing. An example of that would be a company like Whirlpool, which is one of our customers, and for whom we provide supply chain finance services all around the globe. And their suppliers are able to offer their payment obligations that they're entitled to receive from Whirlpool up to trade to about a dozen of the 34 major world financial institutions that are enabled on our platform. And those financial institutions, such as the Bank of America or Wells Fargo, can buy those payment obligations from those suppliers knowing that it's Whirlpool that is obligated to pay them on the maturity date, and it's not Joe's metal bending service that they're expecting to rely on the credit of.
So it's kind of a triangle here of benefits. Let's break it out.
Yes.
And so you've got the purchasers, the companies that are purchasing goods and services, the suppliers that are selling the goods and services, and then the financial institutions. So what are the benefits for these three parties when they're participating in this Prime Revenue model?
The benefits for the parties are that with regard to the large corporations, they can have assurance that their suppliers are going to have access to financing. And in this environment, this is very important because large corporations are very concerned about the stability of their supply chains and their ability to continue to receive the supplies that they need in order to operate their manufacturing or retail operations on an ongoing basis. And they can also use the system and the benefit of the financing that they're providing to their suppliers to obtain other types of trade concessions from their suppliers, whether that be a discount in the prices of the goods that they're being provided or extended payment terms that allow them to improve their working capital. And so that's what the big corporations obtain from it. From the supplier's perspective, they obtain access to financing at very favorable rates. In the current environment that we're in, as we all know, commercial banks have been horribly stung, first with mortgages that went bad, and now it looks like the government debt that they replaced the mortgages with is going bad in various parts of the world.
The lack of financing has had a negative effect on the economy, so by participating in this kind of thing, you kind of keep that money flowing.
Right, and so the suppliers know that when they see things on our platform and they desire financing, they're going to be able to get it. And then from the financial institution's perspective, they get two benefits. One of the few asset classes that they're interested in pursuing these days is assets that are backed by the credit ratings of very large, very stable corporations. And so this is a way for them to expand their business with big companies like Whirlpool or Volvo Truck in Sweden and other customers of ours. And it's also an opportunity for them to establish additional relationships with the suppliers to those large corporations, many of whom over time will grow and could become bank clients as well.
Now, what exactly is your role look like within Prime Revenue? Because I find it a very interesting business model. Tell me more about your job as in-house counsel.
Well, as Tim described, I'm a door lawyer and have to deal with anything that comes in the door on a given day. And Prime Revenue does operate globally. We have our headquarters here in Atlanta, but we do have offices in London, in Paris, in Prague, in Melbourne, Australia, and also in Hong Kong. And so issues that arise anywhere in the world that have a legal implication to them will often flow through me in the process of being resolved. And so that's the broad scope that can range everything from corporate governance, human resource issues, executive compensation, all the way down to legal issues that pertain to access to our platform and the structured finance transactions that take place through the platform. And something that is particularly interesting about my role is that I've become very involved in product development, in that in different regions of the world, different laws impact how transactions on our system take place. And through analyzing the various laws and how our technology works, I've been able to assist the company in developing new products and services that we can offer to our corporate customers, the financial institutions, and the corporation suppliers that allow those transactions to take place in a more efficient manner. And the result of that is that with respect to a number of Prime Revenue's patent applications, I'm the listed inventor or listed co-inventor of a number of our inventions, cool, which are going through the patent process, both here domestically in the United States and also with respect to a number of foreign patent applications.
Nice. So a lot of innovation as well.
Yes.
Now, Virginia, I want to hear more about your role as General Counsel and Corporate Secretary for the Automobile Protection Corporation as well, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
My company, Automobile Protection Corporation, the acronym for it is APCO, A-P-C-O. We market extended warranty and vehicle service contract coverage to customers through dealerships nationwide. And so when customers go into a dealership and buy their cars, they're offered various products with the purchase of their car and vehicle service contract, gap debt waiver coverage, key replacement and key fob coverage, tire road hazard coverage to repair your tire if it's damaged because it's you ran over some glass or a nail. Those are the kinds of products that my company offers, as well as we purchased a technology company that offers services to dealerships, automobile dealerships nationwide. Technology allows dealerships to create video emails and communicate, provide more efficiency and better communication with customers in terms of products and services that the dealerships might be selling. They could send you, do a sales pitch, if you will, of purchasing a car or asking you or giving you the details about a car through a video that they can send you, and the salesperson would be in the video explaining all the options and financing for the car. My job entails overseeing our company's regulatory compliance office. Our products are heavily regulated on a state-by-state basis by insurance departments and other regulatory agencies, and my job is to make sure that our products have the appropriate filing approvals from regulatory agencies and approvals for sale in various states. I also provide corporate advice regarding significant transactions of the company, such as the technology company that my company purchased. I provided the merger and acquisition and due diligence work associated with the purchase of that company. I can also get involved in a vehicle service contract repair claim and you know, something very small that involves $500. I can get a call from our claims office asking how to handle it and what would be the best customer oriented solution to resolve that problem. I handle also HR matters, litigation matters as well.
It's amazing how diverse all of you really, I mean, your job carries over so many different spectrums of the legal profession. Is that what you found is common to corporate counsel professionals and part of the benefit of being in the ACC and getting to know more corporate counsel?
I think so. And also, we have an opportunity, a really unique opportunity, to learn our businesses and to work side by side with our business clients to know the product and to create a legal strategy that offers the company the opportunity to market the product as freely and efficiently as possible.
It's about deep company knowledge. Now, Tim, does the American Cancer Society operate as a corporation or more like a traditional nonprofit? Tell me how that
We are. I would say that we are certainly a large corporation in the way that we function. We have to be, given the scope and the scale of our mission and its importance. So, with that in mind, we obviously are a nonprofit corporation. The monies that we take in don't go into shareholder dividends. But they come in under the trust of the public, and so we are stewards of those assets in that regard. And so, in my job in any given day, much like my colleagues here, is to ensure that that we're performing in that regard as best we can. We are also regulated because of the charitable activities that we undertake. Every state has laws that deal with charitable solicitation. So we're heavily involved with that to ensure that we have the proper oversight. But HR issues arise as well as litigation. Believe it or not, some people actually have sued the American Cancer Society. That's very rare. Where we do see some activity, however, is in our estate administration. Many people are very generous with bequests in their wills and their trust, and they name the American Cancer Society. Unfortunately, however, other beneficiaries of that estate may not agree, and so from time to time there's litigation that can happen. But we tend to be quite successful in prosecuting those matters. But that's that really is when you ask if we're a corporation, of course we are. But we're made up of, and I can't stress this enough, of a volunteer force. We have over 3 million volunteers. We're the largest volunteer health organization in the United States. So, that backbone provides so much of what we're able to do. So, I have a platform here because you've put a mic in front of me. And so I'm going to thank every one of those volunteers out there today. And if I could also recruit others who have been thinking about getting involved, please consider what you can do to impact this very important mission. Everyone has something that they can give. And so I would please encourage those who are thinking about it to volunteer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are talking with Atlanta Corporate In-House Council winners and finalists and the immediate past president, Virginia Wadsworth. Virginia, we're almost at the end of our show. We've got a special Results Matter segment that we do where we ask one final kind of synopsis. And since we're talking about winners and finalists today, I'd like to know, what are some of the qualities that you've found in the really high achievers, or as you're looking at the winners and finalists of the ACC, what are the qualities that you've seen in these people that others can emulate?
Talking with my colleagues today and knowing their backgrounds and how they won the respective positions that they and categories that they won, I can see that they display a great work ethic and great passion. Intellectual curiosity, I think I see that displayed in both of them. With Tim being a champion of community service, I think he demonstrated his commitment to the American Cancer Society, not only the society, but to the volunteers and to the patients that use their services. So I think also we see that with David, he talked about relationship, building and working very closely with his product development team. I think those are all attributes of what an in-house counsel needs to be successful and to be considered for the ACC awards that we had earlier this year.
That's fantastic. Now, where can people go to find out more about the ACC and the Georgia chapter?
www.acc.com for the national organization. in www.acc.com/chapter/Georgia. And also we have on our website, we have monthly CLE luncheon programs that you earn CLE educational credits that lawyers who are licensed here in Georgia need. And we hold a monthly CLE luncheon that's sponsored by various law firms in the Atlanta and Georgia community on various legal topics that are affecting in-house counsel. And that's every second Tuesday from 11:30 to 1:30 at Maggiano's Restaurant in Cumberland Mall. And we've got our 2012 Annual Labor and Employment Law Update coming up on September the 11th. Which is the second Tuesday in September that we'd like to invite everyone to. It's an overview of significant law developments during the past year that our members will receive updates from Fisher & Phillips, who is the sponsor of that CLE luncheon for that month.
Excellent. Thank you. And Tim Phillips, what's your results matter tip for us today in terms of really developing these qualities and deepening one's experience and expertise, both in the legal profession as well as in the business side of it?
Sure. I'm going to say what I said before, and because it's close to my heart, and that's to serve, to ensure that what you do is beneficial to others in some way, and that is our profession develops and has developed is very much a key component of it, and that you do so with integrity, because to set the example and to be that tide, so to speak, upon which other boats will rise, I think is quite beneficial and will ensure that you as an individual are successful, but more importantly that those with whom you're working, and in particular if they're your clients, will succeed.
Excellent. And if people want to volunteer, donate money, donate time to American Cancer Society, where can they go?
Quite easy. We've made it as easy as we possibly could. That's www.cancer.org. That's our website. You can also call, and this is one of our success stories that you cannot overemphasize. We have a 1-800 number, a call center in Austin, Texas, that is manned 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year by cancer information specialists. That's right. You can pick up the phone right now, call. Someone will answer the phone with information for you, and you can certainly make donations. That number is 800-227-2345 or 1-800-ACS-2345. And that's a great way of getting in touch with us.
Excellent. Lots of good resources there. Thank you for that. And David, tell us what your thoughts are in terms of developing into this role and the qualities that you've seen in your peers that have also been successful in being in-house counsel to growing companies.
I think one of the big things is to not be afraid of being innovative and trying new things, in that one of the critical things that has been helpful to me in my role is seeing that the law is not something that is necessarily static, that there are different ways of looking at it, and that innovation is possible within the law. And in relation to that, there's a new product that Prime Revenue has developed and that we've applied for patent protection on, and that has recently been adopted by some of the largest financial institutions in the world, that allows for the electronic exchange of negotiable instruments. And I don't want to get too involved in the details of that, but it provides the prospect of providing much more efficient financing transactions in the corporate world than has been possible previously. And it came about simply by virtue of seeing the inefficiencies in the way that things have been done for a very long time, looking for alternatives and asking, why not? Why can't we do it this way? And figuring out a way to make it happen. And so that is something that I think is very important if you want to be successful in an in-house role and drive a business forward, is to not simply be the business prevention department, which many lawyers and companies are viewed as, but to try to think of ways that you can innovatively help drive the business forward and make it more successful.
That's fantastic. I love that. And Prime Revenue website?
The Prime Revenue website is www.primerevenue.com, and Prime Revenue is all run together as a single word, and that provides detailed information on how Prime Revenue can help large corporations and large financial institutions implement supply chain finance programs globally.
Fantastic. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you all in the studio here with us this morning on Results Matter Radio. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us.
This is Elizabeth Gordon with Business Radio X, and we are signing off for this week.
This has been a joint production of Burr and Foreman and Business Radio X. Burr and Foreman is a full-service law firm with offices across the Southeast. If results matter to you and you want them to matter to your law firm, please give Burr and Foreman a call at 404-685-4337. For more information and to find the right attorney for you, visit burr.com. That's B-U-R-R.com.